time to talk now Royal Valley Girls Basketball here in our locker room chats. Johnny came back with you. David Boucher, the head coach of the Panther Girls, joining us now. Royal Valley off to a tough start this year, a tough matchup, though, in their first two games. Go up against Jackson Heights, predicted to win the Northeast Kansas League, and Jackson Heights win 61-30, followed that up on Tuesday with a much better showing against Jeff West, who some people predict to win the Big 7 League this year, and fall just short 36-32. So, Coach, there have been some bright spots here in these first couple of games. Just overall, how would you assess the first two?
We got a team that's growing and coming together. We're not there, and I don't think anybody really wants to be there in December. It's about growing and getting better for March. But I've been very happy with how our young pieces are starting to fill in, and the leadership of our older group, and watching them improve.
So far through the first two games, do you really look at it as just kind of turnovers offensively has really cost your girl? Is that something you really look at as far as what has cost them here in the first couple games?
It's been a little bit of that. I think it's definitely against Jeff West, just our ability to throw the ball, and fake a pass to make a pass and do some fundamental passing things. And our ball handling has been solid. It's just been on the pass, and we got to be really strong with the ball and pivot well. And then defensively, we got to rebound. We got to find it again. We got to rebound. We did a much better job of that on Tuesday. Jackson Heights kind of beat us up inside a little bit, and then just anticipate where the next pass is going to go was another thing that we need to improve on.
I know we talked last week about you having to throw some girls into some spots, really, that maybe they didn't have last year as far as varsity experience. How do you feel some of those girls have done so far here through the first two games, with now gaining a couple of games underneath their belt?
You know, I think game one, you could tell the speed of, you know, of a non-varsity player starting varsity for the first time. Compared to varsity players, you could tell there's a difference. I think last night you could see it closing. You could see us taking a couple steps, and working towards getting better and doing the things that we need to do and getting ready for varsity speed. And I think I'm anticipating we'll take another step on Friday.
Yeah, talking about Friday, you'll have Riverside on the road. Riverside, a team that features one of the best players in the league, and Taylor Weiser, a big post in the middle. What are some things that Riverside can do to present some problems on Friday?
Well, you just mentioned her. The Weiser girl is extremely talented. She's tall. She keeps the ball high. She finishes well. I mean, she shoots. She's got a really nice touch from 15 feet, and she shoots some free throws really well. She anticipates on defense. And she plays strong in the middle. And so because of that, you can't be afraid. You got to keep attacking her. You got to go at her and see if we can't get her to come over the top of you and see if she can't get herself out of the game. And on defense, you got to make her uncomfortable and catch where she doesn't want to catch and have the ability to get the ball out of her hands and pressure their perimeter players to make them make errant passes and throw the ball around a little bit.
Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck against Riverside coming up on Friday. Also, Perry LeCompton on Tuesday as well. Thank you so much for taking the time, though. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. David Boucher, head coach of the Royal Valley Girls, joining us on our locker room chats on the MSC Sports Radio Network.